Time now for the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, insulation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com.
It's okay.
It's all right.
I was close.
We're good.
All right.
Ron's hard on himself, you know that?
We got to try to... That's my job, is to come in here once a week and, you know, play radio, right? So I'm sending Aaron stuff all week long. Okay, we got this job, we got that job, we got this job. And all I keep getting back is, I'm playing in South Carolina, I don't have time for you.
North Carolina.
No, North Carolina. So, what were you guys doing? It wasn't all week. Well, it was like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday or something?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We were out in Charlotte, North Carolina at the National Wood Flooring Association Expo.
Okay.
So, you're talking all the time about NERI, the National Association of Remodeling Industry. NERI.
I call it NERI.
It's always a fight.
N-A-R-I, Chicago.org for more information. All right, go ahead.
So, we're proud members of NERI NARI.
Right.
And we also, a long time ago, even way before NARI, we were a proud member of NWFA, which is the National Wood Flooring Association. We were out there actually promoting our wood floor cleaners.
Ooh, awesome. Look at you.
Okay, so we were out there talking to other flooring contractors and manufacturers and all these types of people about our cleaner. And everything we were hearing was, man, all these national brands are leaving residue. They're leaving streaks and everything else. Ours doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of interest going on with the cleaning products with all these people, some of which we're working on actually tying warranties into using our cleaning products.
Oh, cool.
So it was very it was a very, very good show.
Mm-hmm.
The important thing is with the National Wood Flooring Association, they have continuing education, as does NERI. And we have all kinds of certifications. I'm going to let Igor talk to you about our certifications that we deal with. But whenever you're dealing with a flooring contractor, you want to have one that is qualified.
Right.
Yeah. Not the guy out of the back of a pickup truck.
Well, you know, anybody can go buy a bunch of floor and some nail guns. I think I'm proof of that. And go rent a sander and call myself a flooring contractor. Right.
Sure.
It doesn't mean it's going to look good when I get done. And sometimes it's better to make the phone call, and the tool you want in your toolbox is really your checkbook to get it done correctly. So why would somebody want to look for somebody that's National Wood Floor Association certified?
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, you know, when you go to see your doctor, you want to make sure he has an MD, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you wanted him to have gone to school and got good grades before he, you know, plays doctor. So
right.
It's the same thing, I think, in any industry, whether you're an architect or you know, or a doctor or a floor person. In our case, you know, we invest a lot of time, energy, and money into education.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been members since the end of the NWFA since 1991. So we were...
A couple, three years,
exactly. So we were one of the very, very first flooring companies, actually, that joined the NWFA. And ever since then, we've always invested into... you know, continuing education. So we are NWFA certified installers, NWFA certified sanders. I actually hold a certified wood flooring inspector certification. So I actually am qualified to go out and view problem jobs, if you will, and try to figure out what may have gone wrong and what the potential best solution would be, those sorts of things. So, you know, we spend a lot of time doing that sort of thing. I know there are other organizations such as, you know, NERI NARI that, you know, that are really, really great and promote education and those mm-hmm. sorts of things. But when you go to a convention like this, and this is an annual convention, huge, huge, you know, it was at the convention center in Charlotte. I don't know, there must have been, I don't know, 5,000 to 7,000 people there.
Wow.
It was a large show. And, you know, the feedback we got on our products was fantastic. But we also went through and actually looked at some of the other, you know, vendors and manufacturers. And again, you know, anybody that's anybody in the wood flooring industry was at this convention.
Right.
And it was very exciting.
These certifications, is there a testing involved? How does the certification part work?
Yeah, absolutely. So, for example, the certified wood flooring inspector, the one that I hold, it was a full week prep. And then an 8-hour written exam. And it was, you know, and a lot of the guys were in that class. There were probably about 30 of us. I mean, I've had this this certification, probably this is my 7th or 8th year already that I've had it. There must have been 40 or 50 guys in the class. I don't think half of us made it, because I know of some of the guys that had to go back a few times. It was challenging. I was very lucky that I was able to kind of put it all together and be able to kind of pass that exam on the first try. But it's, you know, they make it difficult on purpose because they don't want to just hand this degree out to just anybody.
Right.
They want to make sure that we know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And it's a big deal. There aren't a lot of us. If you go to NWFA.org, and look for certified inspectors, there aren't a lot of us in the area. I mean, there's just a handful.
Right. But them, you know, one, they know you're representing them. So they want to make sure that you're out there representing them and you're doing a good job.
Absolutely.
With it. So at the flooring, then they must have had a bunch of different flooring stuff there. What kind of latest trends thing did you see that's coming into the flooring? What's new?
What we saw a lot of, again, is just engineered. The entire industry is going, you know, as green as it can be. Engineered floors offer dimensional stability. They offer, you know, there's a nice green story. We talked about green last week.
Right.
But, being green is important in that, you know, we can take the usable veneer or that top part of the floor and attach it to a series of, you know, compressed plywoods or HDFs or other materials, but using the usable amount of flooring rather than the whole chunk of wood is a nice green way to go. And so we saw a lot of that, and we're seeing that as a accelerating trend in the industry.
You think that laminates are going to become more common than the solid woods?
I don't know if it'll be more common, but we have a lot of clients that live in high rise and mid rise buildings over concrete. You know, there are a lot of reasons to use an engineered floor, and now more and more manufacturers from really all over the world. I mean, you know, at this convention, we saw not only North America represented, we saw Asia, we saw Europe. I mean, there were companies from literally from the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's kind of talking about the same thing, and that is, you know, how can we get more yield out of our logs? How can we be more ecologically responsible? How can we, you know, offer durability, dimensional stability, all the things? Can we, you know, how can we package it all? And we're seeing a lot of that. So I don't think solid materials are ever going to disappear, but engineered materials are definitely becoming much more commonplace.
Yeah, Rich, what we did see was bigger is better. Everybody's looking wider, wider, wider.
They like that.
I know, it's crazy. It's like, you know, it has to be bigger and bigger, which then pushes you to a veneer or a ply floor.
Right, you have to go into an engineer when you get over 4 or 5 inches. You want to make sure that you have an engineered product for dimensional stability. And we were seeing some really, really crazy, cool looks. Like the we were talking last week about reclaimed wood, that weathered wood.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that look, even though it's not reclaimed, but they're giving you that weathered look, that beat up look. Very, very cool. Up to like, I think a 15 inch wide.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. So the wire brushing, the multiple stain pass techniques. So we're able to apply one pass of one color and another pass of a different color. So we're getting the weathering and some of the multicolor techniques, wire brushing, torching. I mean, all of these.
And just, torching.
Yeah, they will literally, they'll actually try to kind of almost cook the top surface to kind of caramelize it a little bit.
Okay.
Again, in an effort to weather the floor itself. Really unbelievable. The technology that is out there right now and what we're able to do with wood flooring, it's mind-boggling. Really.
But, tile? Any other?
This was a strictly hardwood flooring
hardwood
show.
Flooring.
Yeah,
so
this
it's wood floor only.
Yeah,
okay.
Wood floor only. And like I said, anybody that's in the industry was at this show. And again, we were there not only to see what's going on in the industry, but also to promote our cleaning products. And, you know, we're talking to a lot of manufacturers because a lot of them don't have a recommendation. And so they put in, you know, they sell a floor, we put it in, and then something happens because people are maintaining it incorrectly. And then the warranty goes back to them. So now they have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're looking to do is partner up with us recommending or potentially even, you know, kind of forcing, if you will, people to clean their floors correctly with our products. And then tying warranties to it. Because if the floor is manufactured correctly and installed correctly and maintained correctly, that's a win-win for everybody.
Okay. So what about finishes that are going on these? Are low VOCs becoming more commonplace too? No VOC kind of finishes?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of water-based finishes out there. There's also, we saw a little bit of water-based stain, which is always been a little bit challenging with a hardwood floor application because of the distance you have to spread it. It dries too fast.
Oh, okay.
But there's a couple out there that seem to be very interesting that we're going to start looking at, I think.
Are those ones that are like going to the gel type consistency?
Yeah,
versus...
it's almost like a blended type finish where it's almost like I don't want to say it's an emulsion, but it's almost like an emulsion type base. The other thing that's really kind of interesting is the sheen levels have come way down. So a lot of the pre-finish manufacturers are now looking at 10 and 15 degree sheen levels, which are almost dead flat, which is really kind of interesting. It's kind of that oiled look that they're going for.
And it used to be you always wanted to see a sheen because that meant you had some protection.
Right.
And if you went with a flatter look, you weren't getting the same protection.
Right.
Are you getting the same protection with that flatter look?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a matter of sheen. So the protection is still there. It's still the same 7 to 10 coats that are UV baked, extremely durable. But now, you know, the sheen is sort of up to us. You know, do we want it to be shiny, sort of, you know, gloss, semi-gloss, satin, or flat?
Wow.
So lots of options, lots of choices, colors galore, sheen levels galore. The wire brushings, so there's almost really whatever we can think of, we can now achieve. I mean,
the interesting is all the new texture that's out there. You know, when you get down to that dead flat, it actually has a different feel. It's not slippery and everything else. So,
yeah, you can't do the risky business stuff on it, right?
You can wax it that well. Yeah.
You could try it. I don't know, right?
Okay. Yeah. So, I can do it on my floor, but, you know, that's old school.
We know all about your floor.
Yeah.
We've heard.
Yeah. So cool. All right. It's MrFloor.com, and we actually had a caller earlier here in the first hour.
I keep looking and waiting because we told the caller to call back during the segment, and I keep looking and looking. Yeah. And
so he actually used your product, said it was great, and his clients actually loved it, so it worked out pretty good. So,
oh, great.
If you go to MrFloor.com and you scroll to the bottom there, you'll find a link to the cleaning products.
Right.
And if you use the promo code...
Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E.
You'll get a healthy discount, too.
Yeah. Good.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House. Mighty House. Mighty House will return.